Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Eric, it is a chilly Saturday morning out there. I hope Brendan Bayard is all bundled up for that Hobie Saltwater series going on this morning.
Yeah, well, Brendan and myself have been out there in pretty tough cold weather before together. I know he's got the proper clothing, and actually, he's most probably one of the favorites to win this whole thing, unless Mr. Lassard pops up. I haven't spoke with him. He may be in the mix, too. So, you know, those are two top contenders. That's kind of their area where they specialize at over that way.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah, 40.
Let me ask you this. You are known as raccoon feet because you pedal barefoot. Now, during weather like this, you don't pedal barefoot like this, do you?
I sure do, Don.
You must have no feeling left in your feet.
I don't know, Don. I've been doing it for so long. You can ask Chris Holmes. He'll tell you, man, I have no idea why I do it. I just do it. I don't feel the cold like I should or something. Might be bad circulation. Who knows? Lord Jesus.
All right. Now, look, besides this, we'll talk to Brendan about this, and hopefully he'll be in the winner's circle. We'll get him next week. But the BCKF, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, has got something called a fish-off on the 28th of this month. What is that all about?
It's just a club trying to promote the membership, to try and get the camaraderie back in. They're going to, you know, it's just basically everybody's going to launch and go fish and then come back in. They'll most probably throw some hamburgers or hot dogs or maybe a little pot of pastelaya or something. It's kind of a get-together, you know, just friendly thing, no competition. And that's 2 days, two, three days right before the Minimalist Challenge. So it's a great also way to pre-fish for that, and that's what this is about, is to try and get more people to get into to kayaking and stuff like that. And
where will
we'll
that
have
be?
To see how all that goes. That will be at in Galliano. I believe that they're launching out of Bessons.
Okay.
Or Gator Cove or whatever that is now. Like, it's hard for me to keep up with the names.
Well, that
but that's a great area to fish.
Yeah, and the Minimalist Challenge is a lot of fun, where they limit you on the just a handful of baits, and everybody's equal, and they're not real sure what they are. It's kind of a surprise, and that's a great event. Well, listen, the fishing has been phenomenal for the bay boats. Kayakers, too? Well, give me some spots and some details on places where somebody can go in and catch some good winter fish right now.
Don, I mean, just pick a spot and go is pretty much the way it is. Like the lake is on fire. Down the road is on fire. Venice, Buras, Empire. Empire's been real good. Buras has been real good. Port Salfa, Myrtle Grove. I just seen a post this morning of two guys on side the road yesterday of all times with all of this wind and stuff. They loaded the caught and limited trout off the bank of Grand Isle on Highway 1. It's just a phenomenal time of year, man. It's always this time of year, and I can't wait. Like you said, the big trout are coming in along that bridge and stuff, so they're moving in other places also.
Eric, have you ever remembered seeing anyone in Louisiana catch a snook? You know what a snook is, right?
Yeah. You know, Don, Yes, I do remember people catching snook, and someone caught one recently, and I've seen the photo, and I forgot where they caught it at. I think it was Hopedale.
Campos Marina. Yeah, they brought it in, and they put a picture of it. It's definitely a snook, but, and it's very rare that one shows up. The first one I ever remember anybody catching, you remember Ronnie Grenier? He was one of the godfathers of fishing down in Venice.
Oh, yeah, he was a character.
Ronnie caught one, and nobody knew where it came from. Or how it got off the, you know, I think he caught it out of Yellow Cotton Bay, somewhere down in that area there.
It's a Florida, basically.
It's a Florida fish.
Florida fish, yeah. It's a warmer water fish. And maybe with the conditions of this global warming stuff, we're changing and we're getting conditions are changing more favorable to them because we're not having maybe as harsh winters, even though I think this is extremely cold for me. But, yeah, I know that they've caught them in Venice before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a state record or not. Is that on the state record books? I know you're on the board.
Yeah, it's interesting. They would probably establish a category if there's enough interest in it. But it's such a rare fish. There'd be just a handful of them that would make the record book. But pretty much anyone you catch, I know Ryan Lambert loves to catch them. Fly fishermen love them because, boy, they're kind of almost like a mini Jack Revelle, man. They're known for those long runs, you know.
Yeah, I caught one when I was a kid. They took me down, I forget which island. It's not exactly the Key West area, but it's right before that, like the first island or something. Mm-hmm. And that old man, it gave me a live shrimp and taught me how to catch one sitting off the rocks of this island. And it was 10 pounds. It was a big one.
Well, for me, I was
a kid. I was like 7-8 years old. I had, you know, Mini Spinny gave me his rod to use. It was a beautiful fish. I didn't know what I caught. I just caught a fish back then, you know.
Probably helped you get hooked on fishing, you know. Well, there it is. Not to be confused with Snooky. Yeah. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, gift certificates for somebody that might want to give a gift certificate for a fishing trip with the Louisiana Kayak Company. How do you handle that?
Yeah, Don, just text me, 504-313-8292, or call me. You can get in touch with me through your Facebook page, your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. And pretty much ask around. People got my number. They know who I am.
Captain Quint, Raccoon Feet, Dirty. There's a whole bunch of names he goes by.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Eric. All right. Thanks for the report, buddy.
All right. Y'all be good, definitely. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, we will. Thank you. Eric Mohabarak, Captain, Louisiana Kayak Company.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.